Tina, tell me about the space that we're in right now.
This room is the reception area where families can come in, and that way if we are busy, they have a space to sit and wait. We've also started doing crock pot, we have a crock pot in here some days where we have samples. So things like venison, where maybe some people haven't tried it or didn't like it. This week we had venison sloppy joes, and everybody walks in the room and they're like, oh my gosh, this smells so good. And then they're willing to try that, and then they can take all the ingredients home. We put them together in a bag, and then they take that bag with the recipe and the venison, and then they can make that at home. So it's really great to be able to have a space where we can actually do samples and things like that.
Great. So if someone would come in, this would be the first place that they would enter into this wonderful caring area.
Yes, exactly.
And they would visit with you?
They visit with a volunteer.
Okay.
There's volunteers who staff our desk, and so then they would check in. We do just a really basic check-in, and then they are able to get, they get a little slip of paper, and they go get a grocery cart, and then they can shop for their clothing, and then they shop for their food, and we have non-perishables, we have bread, we have refrigerated items, frozen items, so they get all of those items. We do weigh the cart, so we can track how much food. Last year we gave out 188,000 pounds of food and toiletries. Yes,
wow.
It's an incredible number. So then we help them stack up, and then they exit out the center door. So we've actually created a flow so that it's nice and smooth. It used to be that everybody would kind of get in one area and congestion and stuff like that. So being able to design our own building was very helpful in making the pantry work well.
Sure.
And then we have a warehouse where we can take pallets of donations. So we got a pallet of cream of mushroom soup. It's good until July of 2014. So from the time we got it, it was good for another year and a half. So we can store that in there. It's going, but it's also a whole pallet is a lot of cream of mushroom soup. But that way we can store it until we're able to distribute all of it. We also have a walk-in freezer now where it's a 10 by 6 walk-in freezer where we're able to get a lot of food in there as well to store until we're able to distribute it again, just a variety of other items that we can store until we distribute.
About how many people come through here in a given year?
About 1,500 or 1,600 total people that we serve in a given year. We're at over 5,000 visits for the year, over a year though. Families can come up to once a week, so the frequency sometimes. On average, they come about 8 times a year, but some families, you know, if you're a retired person who's on a fixed income, living in a fixed income housing, your income isn't going to change. And as the price of fuel for your vehicle and food increase, then you're going to need more assistance, basically. So some people will need us for an extended period of time, and some people will eventually be able to move off. If you know, I remember one family, it was a family of six, and they used to come every week. And I thought, they're going to be here forever because they have four young children. And the thing is, for probably 2 or 3 years, they came most weeks. They were probably here 45 to 48 times a year out of the 52 weeks in the year. And now I've seen them 2 or 3 times probably in the last 2 or 3 years. The kids are all in school. The mother could go back to work. Things change. So that they're able to make it on their own now.
In the warehouse section,
mm-hmm.
high shelves,
high ceiling,
fully
section.
Stocked. Where does all this come from?
From donations. We buy, we obtain food from the food bank. It's actually called the food HACAP Food Reservoir, so we're able to get that at a really reduced price. Table to Table is also a great organization that we have here in Johnson County that's a food rescue organization. So they go to manufacturers or companies that maybe are overstocked or other things like that, and then that's where we got that whole pallet of cream of mushroom soup. So that kind of thing. So we're able to get some of those items and get them in large quantities and then store them until we can distribute them.
And then you've got meat in the freezer and refrigerator cases.
Yeah, so through HACAP, through donations, we've really encouraged the community. We've been trying to encourage people to donate, like if they get deer. The last couple of years have been kind of hard for deer. But there is the HUSH program, so we get deer through that. It's Help Us Stop Hunger, and it's a state-funded program to provide deer. And then also, when we get a good deal, we go and buy. If chicken is 39 cents a pound, we will go buy the chicken, and then we can store it in our freezer until we're able to distribute it.
What's the impact been on this congregation that has grown from the closet to the barn to this?
You know, it's just incredible. This is, this is part of the church. It's part of their life's blood, and it really is. It's a church that serves it's a really unique environment where there is never any wasted space. Many churches are only busy on Sunday morning, and this church, you can never get a meeting space because every space is busy all of the time. I mean, they also have a preschool, and they really are dedicated to serving the community, and I think that it just shows in everything that they do. And they also do it very well. I mean, everything that the church does is to serve and to serve well.
There are many congregations, I'm sure, across the state of Iowa who have people in as much need as people who come here, but haven't made the leap from the little closet to the barn to this kind of a space. What kind of encouragement would you give to congregations who see a need and feel like they don't quite know where to go to begin to meet it?
It takes a leap of faith. You have to commit. You see the need, and you just have to know that it's going to be there. You know, early on, maybe we didn't have very much food, and something wasn't going quite right. And I just always have to remember that I need to stop. And God has provided. I mean, everything has been provided that we have needed, and you really just have to take that leap of faith that if we take this next step, the support will be there to do it.
Okay.